Live. This is Dr. Asa on call. The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can always check us out online at getwellradio.com. Welcome, America. This is your show. Now, U.S. kids are saying for so long weren't getting enough sleep, but now they're saying they are. Our estimates, they say, are in line with the amount of sleep recommended for children by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're saying. And the finding stems from an in-depth look at current sleep norms among infants and children reflected in the new study. They're saying the authors noted the CDC recommends that children between the ages of 1 and 3 get roughly 12 to 14 hours of sleep per day, while those kids between age 3 and 5 should get 11 to 13. By the time kids reach ages 5 to 10, 10 to 11 hours of sleep are deemed sufficient, and by adolescents, 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep considered enough. In the survey, childhood activities, including sleep time, were detailed in family diaries logged by survey participants.
Guy was a truck driver for 25 years, and then saw this apparition that set him off on this journey down into a world that you and I don't understand, and he does, and he's more than happy. To the questions are, so those people are putting forth an idea that is subject to debunking. You can't debunk Mr. Tacpans unless you check his math, and he goes through it so fast, it's hard to really follow all that.
Yes.
So it's like a totally, it's not even in the same category as somebody like a Lauren from New York or Sam from Texas that calls in. Tacpans is not even anywhere near those folks.
Whole other universe.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share him with you because, as I said, he's undiscovered. I mean, go to his website, Mr. Tacpans, mrtacpans.blog.
Now, the other is you throw in a lot of stress on top of that, then your cortisol levels go up. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. When cortisol levels go up, you have a high propensity to create these lipomas. And so by managing cortisol levels, one of the best ways to do that, green tea is actually very good, a great natural way to handle cortisol levels. And also just managing your stress. I mean, dealing with, pacing your life and making better decisions and time management and those kind of things. Cutting out coffee from the diet. Coffee can stimulate cortisol in a negative way, keeping those levels up. Nighttime is when you want your cortisol to be down. And first thing in the morning is when you want it to be elevated. And because a lot of people are under a lot of stress now, that process is reversed. And so proteolytic enzymes are actually the enzymes that you would want to look at. And you can get them at a health food store. You can go to lifestyleresearch.org and look, they have them there as well. But the proteolytic enzymes are really important. You take them usually, what the research says is to take them about an hour after meals, and proteins that didn't break down very well during the digestive process, they can be kind of helped in that situation by the proteolytic enzymes. So anyway, great thing to do, easy to find. Health food stores have them, and they can be really beneficial. Here's the challenge, though. Once you get the little fatty cyst, then typically, you have to get them removed. They usually won't dissolve. Going back to the blood during the ovulation time and all, I would get your iron levels checked. TIBC is a pretty standard blood test, and let them see if that's an issue. I know they probably just checked hemoglobin, hematocrit, but when you check a TIBC, you can check the binding capacity of iron, and that could be the issue. Also, ferritin can be very low. Ferritin is the storage tank and sometimes can lead to this condition. And, you know, typically they say in the research this kind of condition is pretty normal, meaning like a normal variant, and it's nothing to really worry about. But I would still do some research and get some testing done just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And your diet's a key too. If you're under a lot of stress, you might want to consider, you know, making sure that you're following a good anti-inflammatory diet, keeping the inflammation down in the body so that your gut can be healthy, because when your gut's healthy, you stay healthy. And that really is a big key for this entire process, especially when you're dealing with, you know, female issues and things of that nature. So just something to think about. Our food for the day are almonds. Now, I talk a lot about food, why it's our best medicine, regardless. I mean, we get sick by eating the wrong foods. Let me tell you, that's one of the main keys of why we stay sick. So eating the right kinds of foods can be vital. And almonds are what I want to talk about today. And it's something that we all, you know, are understanding that's a very strong health food. But it is unbelievable. When you look at the benefits of almonds, you should be eating them. I think we all should be eating them every day. Unless you have a strong propensity for viruses, because it's full of L-arginine and that can actually trigger viral activity in the body. But here's a couple of things that almonds are good for. They're great for the brain. So they're a source of many nutrients, they say, but it increases high intellectual capacity and also for growing children. Many mothers give almonds soaked in water to their children daily in the morning. 2 to 3 pieces of soaked almonds are good enough. And you can also remove the outer shell if it causes an allergy. So when the kids are little, and as they grow older, think about giving almonds to them every single day. It regulates cholesterol. Regular consumption of almonds helps increase the level of the high-density lipoproteins, the HDLs, those are the good guys, and reduces the low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, which are the bad guys. It's good for the heart. Monounsaturated fat, which is a good protein source, also has tons of potassium and vitamin E, which acts as an antioxidant for most heart disease. Now, the almonds can actually help reduce C-reactive protein, which is a big blood test now that we're using as a cardiac marker and is a strong inflammatory marker, too. So we know that.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless. And so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. It's about your health. It's about your life. So you can go to the next level, fitness level, health level, your level, so you can make a difference in other people's lives. That is what this whole thing is about anyway. Linda, we're going to go to you next. How can I help?
Yes,
I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I do have that too, but AFib. And I did hear you earlier talking to somebody about it, but my radio station goes in and out, and I would like to find out if it would be a possibility to even get off of Coumadin. I've been to a cardiologist, and they tell me no, and I'd like to know your opinion.
Coumadin. Yeah, it's, I mean, okay, just so you know, the standard of care, it's why the doctors told you no, is no. Okay, so that's what we call standard of care and practice. And through peer-reviewed studies and double-blind studies and all of that, they find certain medications are used for certain conditions, and when you've had certain things happen, you've got to do this, you know, step A, B, and C. So most doctors are going to tell you no, that you can't, because the standard is no. But with AFib, there's some different thought on the non-traditional, I guess, aspect of practicing, where doctors more on the naturopath side would say, okay, well, the AFib typically is happening because there's a slight imbalance in the body, and there could be certain B vitamin deficiencies. B vitamins help regulate the heart in many ways. Also, are thyroid conditions that can lead to some of that. Now, that's not traditional mindset at all. So you wouldn't get an internist to even agree remotely with that. So, well, maybe some, but it just depends. For the most part, no. So if your question is, can you get off the meds? Well, your primary care doctor, just like they said, is probably not going to go for that. But can you do your own research and talk to some different specialties and get different opinions? Absolutely. That's what I would do. Because at the end of the day, you want to get it. You want to be, I know what you're saying, you want to be in a good spot. And have you gone the other route? Have you looked and talked with other providers at all, or just talked with your primary care doctor or your cardiologist at this point?
I have. I know that I could talk, natokinase or nidokinase. But I still cannot find a doctor that will work with me and help me work off of.
Yeah.
And then if I do that and I have to go to the cardiologist, they're not going to want to treat me because I'm not patient. I got off of it.
Hmm. It's true. That is true.
And then I would like to eat healthier. I do have your book.
Okay.
I have had it for a while, and I would like to eat healthier, but I understand that the more greens that you eat, that makes vitamin K, and that thickens your blood, and there I have that to have to work through also.
There are some nutritional things like that that can cause a little bit of an issue for taking Coumadin, like you're talking about. Now, you can do all the other green vegetables like broccoli, asparagus. If you want to do salads, I would stick with the lighter lettuce, like the spring mix is not going to have an impact like kale and spinach will. So the spring mix is a lot lighter, plus you're still going to get plenty of vitamins and minerals and nutrients out of there. But I wouldn't be too scared of the kale and spinach, you know, a little bit here and there. It's not like you can't touch it, that it's just going to throw your INR numbers all over the place. It's if you're eating a ton of it. So when they say go easy on it, they're just saying go easy. You don't want to eliminate it because, I mean, those foods contain nutrients that are vital to our body, I think, to overall health and our well-being. So, yeah, I mean, dietary plans, I mean, if you look at, like in my book, for example, you said you have it. So if you look at the anti-inflammatory diet and you look at the way it's designed to put proteins, fats, and carbohydrates together so that your body helps reduce inflammation rather than holding on to it, that concept makes a huge difference in just the overall picture of what you're trying to accomplish. You know, so with something like coming up with a new eating plan, it's pretty simple. It's not too difficult. It's just making up your mind that you want to do that and what that looks like. And the diet, if you take my book, if you have it, you can look in certain areas how it's divvied up. There's the food wheel with the proteins, fats, and carbs. All that's important to get at your major meals and then do just a couple snacks in between. All of that is vital. Very, very important because you want to get the right nutrition coming in at the right time throughout the day. And if you go long periods without eating. It can throw blood sugar levels off, and it can throw your just everything kind of out of whack. So you want to keep everything balanced as possible in your eating habits. It's going to support every other area of your body as well. Okay, I hope that helps. And just following those guidelines in the book will be helpful. Any more information you need, can always go to the website as well. Make sure from a supplement standpoint, some good, you know, multivitamins are always a big key. I'm still a big fan of fish oil, and your probiotics and your enzymes are all good foundational nutrition that have been peer-reviewed, studied, proven, known to be helpful and beneficial to our health, especially with our food supply these days and also the soil and how depleted that it is. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, realize the body can get sick. It can also get well. So what are you waiting on to change? All you have to do is have the mindset. That's the key. That's the hardest part, I think, of any doctor, any nutritionist, any healthcare practitioner at any level, is getting a person to change. It's the behavior. It's the want to. Getting inside someone to have the want to want to go to the next level. That is one of the toughest pieces in all of this. But you can change. On this show, we want to see you change. Talk a little bit more coming up about nutrition, supplementation, and what kind of lean meats should you be eating on a regular basis, and what can they provide for your body. Also, fuel for your body, resistance training, talking about the tips of resistance training and what it can actually do for your body when we come back. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine Protection Packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com. And also, our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So give them a call. Find someone in your area that can coach you and kind of walk with you and take you down the path that you're looking for. What kind of lean meats are good for you? Well, I'm a big fan, talk about them all the time, part of the anti-inflammatory diet, but meats are a good source of complete protein. University of Michigan Health System says, but eating meats loaded with fat can negate many of the nutritional benefits. That's why it's important to choose the leaner cuts. The health system says, citing the beneficial results are loaded with complete protein, rich in iron. They're a good source of the B vitamins, particularly B12, and they contain less saturated fat than higher fat cuts of meat. Another little health tip, which is very important, about certain ways to fuel your body for resistance training. Now, if you don't work out with weights, it's okay. You can do other exercise formats, you know, riding your bike, playing racquetball, playing tennis, running, jogging, swimming, whatever you're into. But if you do resistance training, several foods we know that are good. Now, the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics recommends these certain carbohydrates to help refuel from heavy training. Whole grain foods such as quinoa, brown rice, they say whole wheat bread. I would preferably go with the gluten-free bread on that and the gluten-free pasta if you're going to go that route with the grains. Plenty of fruits, I agree with that. Dairy foods, including milk and cheese, go with the goat milk or raw milk from a local farmer in your area. Always go look for them. They are there, probably right around the corner, and have some of the freshest milk that is just incredible for your body when you get it raw. Sports bars and sports drinks, go a little easy on those. The bars themselves, make sure they're predominantly protein, whey protein at that. Stay away from the sport drinks, even though I know they're talking about that. Make your own. Get with fresh lemons and limes. Add some stevia to that. You'll get plenty of electrolytes. dump a little of the sea salt in there, and it's kind of like a homemade Gatorade, and much, much better for you. Less sugar going into the body, but still the electrolytes that can get the job done. Really, because that's what it's about, giving the body what it needs. All right, let's go to the phones and go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
My main problem is emotional eating. I eat when I'm stressed, when I'm sad, and I also eat as my family. I grew up eating as part of something fun to do. We eat where, you know, it's fellowship, happiness. And I can't get out of that routine, and I can't quit making food such a big part of my life. I also had the lap band a year ago, and I've lost 15 pounds from that, and I can't even seem to make that work for me because of my big emotional attachment to food.
That's a, just so you know, that is a big deal for a lot of people. The emotional attachment, like you're talking about, it's a big deal. So what do you do? Well, first you got to make a decision that you want to get well, period, bar none. I mean, that's first and foremost, realizing that you have to make the changes, that no one else is going to do that for you. You have to make that. And that's the first step. Well, once you get that down and you understand that that's important, you're on your way. Now, coming up with a good, sensible plan is a key as well, making sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and fats, which are going to keep you satisfied and won't keep you struggling so much. You know, as far as like for sweets or for salty foods or potato chips, whatever it might be. So eating on a regular basis, eating consistently, small meals every 2 to 3 hours will keep your blood sugar stable, give you the nutrients you need, keep metabolism up, and help you reach your goals in that regard. So, I mean, there's a lot you can do to really kind of prime the pump and get your body where it needs to be and, you know, break the emotional side of eating. The emotional side of eating is pretty strong. A lot of people struggle with it. Many people deal with it. And what I don't want to see is for you to have to keep doing that over and over again, to see value in yourself rather than a lack of value, to see that, you know, that with the emotional eating, that life can get tough, I understand, but nothing is so tough that you begin to throw away your health at any level, because your health is such a gift. And we have to use our health as a gift of giving back to others. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Also, all our nutrition information that we talk about here on the show, you can find it there as well. We're going to go to Daryl now. Hi, Daryl.
My issue is my wife has an arrhythmia, cardiovascular problem, and a thing that is causing anxiety. So it's kind of like an anxiety induced or a cardiovascular disease induced anxiety.
Well, cardiovascular issues, you know, one thing is maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system through diet and exercise is obviously the key. But if she's having a lot of anxiety, then she could be eating a lot of foods that are triggering the anxiety as well. And that's a big misnomer. There's a lot of foods that you think would be health foods that are actually attacking the GABA receptors within the body. And that's kind of what you have to look out for. So what are those? Well, certain grains are a big one. So brown rice, you got to look out for. Some of the buckwheat flour can do that, believe it or not. Also salmon, spinach, beans, which all are supposed to be healthy, but they do negatively affect GABA levels. So you have to be a little cautious with that. In fact, I'd be a lot cautious, because the foods can just keep throwing fuel on the fire, making things worse, going the wrong direction. And that's not what you want. You want to be making sure that you're heading the right way. So one of the main things you can do with overall anxiety-related issues, you can look at supplementation, but you really like to look at foods more than anything. So the supplementation, theanine, L-tyrosine, vitamin B6, pyridoxine, or actually pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a really good one for that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do in this regard. It's a challenge, no doubt. No doubt about it. Because the anxiety can become, get to a place really where you're struggling and it's tough and life keeps moving on, but you feel like you're kind of stuck in a rut and you can't really get out and function, perform, and all of that. So, yeah, it's exhausting, and it can be. But anyway, keep me posted on how she's doing, okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Nina. Hi, Nina.
I really used to have leg cramps, something terrible, and I found out somewhere that you can take, like, when you have them, take a spoonful of mustard, and it will, I mean, tomorrow you can take and get up something to prevent them, but while you got it, if you take a spoonful of mustard, it will stop it.
The reason behind that, just so you know, a lot of times the restless leg and the cramping in the legs happens from having a mineral deficiency. So it could be calcium, magnesium, it could be potassium, it could be boron, it could be sodium. And when you do the mustard cells, the great thing about mustard is that it does have a little bit of sodium in there. So that's probably the kind of response you're getting is from that. And making sure that everything tends to balance is a big key as well. So, yeah, I mean, one thing that you really want to see in this kind of process is you want to make sure that the body gets stable. That's the key. Always is. Putting that first and then making sure that it kind of remains that way with the minerals is always the biggest piece. You can do the medicine. The medicine can help, but it's a Band-Aid. You got to get to the root cause. Changing up the diet, making sure you're getting the right nutrients in, balancing out minerals within the body, all of that makes a big, big deal. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to getwellradio.com, and don't forget our wellness providers or health care providers in your area. So if you've been looking for someone that help you with nutrition and lifestyle-based care, check it out, mywellnessproviders.com. All right, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
I'm an over-the-road truck driver. I'm a good 60 pounds overweight. I'm on several medicines. I have sleep apnea, and I work 12 to 14 hours a day. Typically, 10 or 11 of them are sitting in the seat of the truck or more. Need some advice. I need some help. Help save me.
Don't know that I'm the one to save anybody, but I can definitely give you my thoughts. How about that? And I know what you're saying, and I know what you're looking for. It's about coming up with a brand new game plan. It's about first deciding you want to get well, then getting disciplined to make sure you're willing to create a new, you know, habit. Being on the road so much, you probably have to cook a lot of your food, take it with you, and plan that way depending on how long you're gone. Now, there's a lot to do if you're kind of in the truck driving business, but your diet is a key, steady exercise that you can do throughout the week while you're driving. You know, not while you're driving. Don't do it while you're driving. But you can pull over and you can do your own little exercise routine, bands, walking, get the blood flow going, and then eating the right kind of foods to reduce inflammation in the body. Now, a lot of this is in my book. It's called Empowering Your Health. You can check it out at empoweringyourhealth.com and find a lot of what I'm talking about in the book. It's kind of the basics. It doesn't get into all the details, but can make a huge impact in you creating a new lifestyle plan and getting a good coach, possibly, to take you by the hand and walk you through it. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to to 6 kids, each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go now to Toby. Hi, Toby.
I have terrible hemorrhoids, and I'm seriously thinking about going and getting surgery and just having them cut out. And I didn't know if there was a real remedy out there that could fix this, or what even the cause of it is.
Yeah, the hemorrhoids, I mean, it depends. I would go real easy on the surgery, get a couple opinions on that. It's not super invasive, you know, but it's something that you definitely want to get a couple opinions on. A lot of times, if you sit a lot, you're overweight, whatever, you can cause the veins themselves to kind of engorge themselves, and hemorrhoids can kind of form. Milk thistle is really good at working on the liver, cleaning out the liver, helping support liver detoxification, kind of phase one, phase two. It's very gentle and very easy on the body. That's one thing. Now, the other is making sure that you're getting plenty of fiber and plenty of water in your diet. So, you know, for example, if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to shoot for half your body weight in ounces of water, so you go for about 100 ounces a day. That's always a good standard and rule of thumb to go by, always. So the fiber, usually about 40 grams a day, and it's really not that hard. People go, 40 grams a day of fiber, it's a lot. But, you know, the reality is it's not. It's not that big of a deal. And getting all these in, you know, on a regular basis can really help tremendously with hemorrhoids. Really can. Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, can be helpful too. There's a lot of different herbs out there too that can help with hemorrhoids as well. But just understand that it's more about getting the inflammation out of the body, cutting down on emotional stress, relieving those blockers, and allowing the body to really function at a peak level. That's where you want to be. That's the key to it all. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. 888-283-7272. Now, what I see so much of, and I've seen so much of recently, that really is a little bit challenging with a lot of athletes are shin splints. And if you've ever had those, it can be really painful. A lot of adults get it. So if you haven't exercised in, say, 10 years, and you get on this kick, you gain some weight, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna start jogging again, start exercising again. And then you realize that you're not, you know, young or as young, and things start to begin to ache. And a lot of times what can ache in the beginning phases are the shins themselves. And one of the main reasons that you get shin splints, for the most part, if you're an athlete, a lot of times there's an imbalance with the gastrocnemius, which is the calf muscle, okay? And then, whereas anterior tibialis, the muscles on the front part of the leg, usually those, when they get real weak, especially the calves, if you don't work those, then it creates an imbalance. And anytime there's an imbalance in the body with muscle groups, whatever it might be, that's where the challenge becomes. And that's where you want to get things a little bit more stable. And it's just about exercising them. So you can do calf raises, getting the gastroc strong. You can do seated raises in the gym. You can do little toe raises at home on the steps where you raise up, kind of flex, and do 3 or 4 sets of 15. All of those are great. And strengthening the calf muscle will help reduce a lot of the pressure within the shin splints. Elizabeth, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm 29 years old, and I have 2 children, and I just find it really hard to get on the right track for my own diet and worry about my kids and what they eat, but I never really take the time to focus on my health and, you know, my dairy, have high cholesterol, and, you know, I'm already feeling out of shape. And I used to be really fit and exercise the sports, but just having 2 kids, letting life get away, really let myself go, and just having a hard time getting back on track. Wondering tips to make it past this.
And if you're dealing with fatigue and you're dealing with a lot of these issues, one of the things that can make a big difference, especially you being mom. You know, moms tend to be the leaders of the home when it comes in the eating category. Guys, it just is what it is. You're kind of the gatekeepers of the home. You make sure everybody's okay. Kids have what they need. Husband gets what he needs. Everybody's fed. Everybody's well taken care of. And you kind of scout, you know, the social networks, looking probably at Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter and looking at all the other groups and, you know, the little circles the Google Plus circles, figuring out what all the other moms are doing, what the kids are doing, who's getting the right things. I mean, all of those kind of factors kind of play in. And it all matters. But yeah, I mean, if you can create a dietary routine that everybody in your family can follow, and I talk about this in my book, I talk about this a lot on the radio actually, is creating that model where everyone's kind of in it together. And, you know, you set that pace where everybody, you know, eats the same and at least has some of the same categories. Not one person's eating pizza every day and then other people are having to eat like broccoli and baked chicken, and everybody, that creates a lot of discord in the house. And not that you want to make it mandatory either, but I think once that you create a good non-inflammatory diet that everybody can kind of jump on board with, foods actually taste good, and you learn how to make those taste good, I think you'll notice a shift in the entire process. And that can be a great thing for your family, for you to leave a great legacy to them. Because 50 years from now, they'll look back and say, look what mom taught me. Powerful. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Or diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, there's no physician like the great physician that can give you the answer that you're looking for.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.